Extreme patterns for final 2011 weather numbers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. This past year has set records weather-wise in several states, from dry to wet, hot to cold. USDA's Rod Bain reports.
The final U.S. weather numbers for 2011 are in, and according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey,
it looks like the U.S. will complete its 23rd warmest, 45th driest year during the 117-year period of record.
Rippey says the annual average temperature in 2011
continues a very long run of near to above normal temperatures across the lower 48 states. In fact, you have to go all the way back to 1996 to find a year where the average temperature was below the long-term mean.
2011 has also been different weather-wise in that in previous years, the U.S. has been spoiled with above average precipitation.
The annual average precipitation was 28.78 inches. That's 99% of the long-term mean, very close to the long-term average, but it also becomes the driest year since 2002.
Now, several states across the country experienced extreme record weather conditions, according to the 2011 final weather numbers.
State temperature rankings ranged from the 17th coolest year in Washington State to the warmest year during the 117-year period of record in Delaware. In addition, we saw top 10 rankings for annual warmth in Texas, also top 10 warmth in Oklahoma, Florida, Vermont, and every Atlantic coast state from North Carolina to Maine. Elsewhere across the country, state rankings ranged from top 10 dryness in Georgia, Louisiana, New Mexico, and South Carolina to the very wettest year on record in several states, including Indiana, Kentucky, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.